me now. That's right. Come on with me now, right? Come on with me. We've got some college football to talk about. Hello. Welcome to the Game Plan. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Joining you a little later than usual, but hey, once again, my apologies. Holidays happen. But we're here. We're going to talk some Owls, some Panthers. We're going to talk about picks. We're going to talk about some of the big upsets that really shook some stuff up. We're going to talk about the games coming up this week because it is rivalry week. Some rivalries were last week. These are some of the biggest ones. We will talk about them somewhere later in the show. Let's start right out of the gate. Let's talk about the big Kennesaw win versus Gardner-Webb on Saturday. They won that one 42-14. They needed that dominant win. I'll tell you why in a minute. Touchdown, Tommy Bryant, 22 carries for 154 yards, 4 touchdowns. He was also 3 for 6 for 28 yards in the air. Bronson Rechsteiner, 10 carries for 128 yards and a touchdown. He also had a catch for 4 yards, but he had 2 runs. One was a 40-yard run for a touchdown. The other was a 65-yarder. That dude is getting hot at the right time. Of course, Desmond Johnson had a sack and a half. Travis Bell had a sack and a half. Andrew Butcher and Bryson Armstrong both had one as well. The defense was stellar. They really, really are coming together at the right time. But I told you, they needed this victory. And boy, did they need it big, because they made it into the playoff bracket. Which, of course, is going to, I mean, I'll reflect more on this season once it's over. It's clearly not over at the moment, so I'm not going to fully redo it. But just to watch these guys play, and I was catching highlights of this one as I was at the Georgia State game that I will talk about here in a minute. It amazes me what both these coaches can do. They get these kids ready to play each and every week, whether the flu bug takes out a part of them or they're coming off a loss or a must-win game so they can get the playoffs. What Coach Bohannon and Coach Elliott do is just outstanding. And like I said, the way Kennesaw, everybody knows what they run. Minimal passing. And people call it the triple option. It is a spread option. I know partial semantics, but it's a spread option. And at any given moment, they've got 8 or 9 running backs that can break out a 40 or 50-yard run or better. I mean, just the things like Shaq Terry have done over his career are just ridiculous. But Kennesaw, the Owls, they get this big victory, and that will set up their matchup, first round of the playoffs, in Wofford. It's a 4 p.m. kickoff this Saturday, of course, tomorrow on ESPN3. If you don't have ESPN3, I think that's part of the Watch app, then I think it's online. So I'm going to try to catch as much as I can. We'll probably watch the replay as well. We're talking 10-2 KSU versus 8-3 Wofford. Why is Wofford the home team? Well, they're the higher seed. That's how that works. These two teams have faced off before. I think the series is kind of back and forth. What Kennesaw has got to do, they've got to win the battle in the trenches early. They've got to limit their mistakes. And you got to get touchdown Tommy Bryant in there and active early. Between him and Bronson, I think, are the real big keys. If you can get them rolling, then you might start to feel a little more comfortable about this game. Now, on the other side, we got Georgia State versus South Alabama. Told you I was at this game, so I was trying to catch highlights of the other one there at the same time. updated you guys best I could during all the updates. Georgia State with the big statement win, 28-15. You had Dan the Man Ellington, 21 for 27, 208 yards in the air, two touchdowns, only threw the lone interception. He also had four carries for 12 yards. Folks, he's doing this on at least partially torn, if not completely torn ACL that he did 2 weeks ago. It's outstanding. Just, I mean, it's almost unbelievable what Dan's been able to do. And talking to him, he'd do it again. He'd cut his leg off. He knew he could play. He is just a gentleman, a scholar, and an outstanding athlete. And I am very glad that I have gotten to see him perform for the last 2 years. He's got at least two more games in him. We hope he does. It's just incredible. Speaking of incredible, how about Trey Barnett? 23 carries for 128 yards and a touchdown. He eclipsed 2,000 total career rushing yards. I think he's the record holder. But 2,000 yards. And the first words out of his mouth, I want to thank Dan Ellington, my quarterback, and I want to thank my offensive line. It's true. Absolutely true. Not to be outdone, Destin Coates had 11 carries for 33 yards and a big touchdown. Roger Carter, man, he had a day. Seven catches, 87 yards, and a touchdown. The way they were playing defense, South Alabama was playing defense against him, it was leaving him open in the seam, and he is not going to miss when you give him open field. And then Devin Gentry had a big touchdown as well. Big defensive stand, only allowing the 15 points. I could go through and name anybody from this defense. It was just a group effort all the way around. This Georgia State squad. I look back and I think I've been covering this team since 2014. Sounds right. It might be longer than that. Let's see, 2 years of Dan, so that'd be 19 and 18. Here's a Connor is 17 and 16. Maybe it was a year and a half for them. Yeah, I think the end of 14 was when I started covering this team and been through some great players, been through some great teams. This by far is the most complete team I've seen, and it shows. They have 7 regular season wins. That is the most they've ever had. If they win this week, that's 8. If they win the bowl, that could be 9. They could finish with 9 wins this year. I'm sure they could also finish with 7. But, and I'm going to put a bowl prediction on here because I think it's this week's outcome of this game depends on the two bowls that I think we could be up for. But big win there, like I said, 28-15. That sets up the 7-4. Georgia State Panthers going to just forgot the city. Statesboro to face the 6-5 Georgia Southern Eagles, 6 p.m. on ESPN Plus. If you subscribe to ESPN Plus, you can see this game. If you want to invite me over, I'll bring some chips. Kind of kidding, not kidding with that. This game sets up both teams already bowl eligible. And every time these two teams play, throw the records out. And that's no joke because a lot of times the team with the lesser record has won. A lot of times the home team has given up points and lost. I mean, a couple years ago, Georgia State handed Georgia Southern one of the worst home losses that has ever happened in their history. I know I was there. That was just amazing. Be standing on the field and watching this game just unfold. Because at the time, I don't think Georgia State had anything to really play with and to play for. And the only thing they had to play for was to disrupt Georgia Southern season, and my goodness, did they. They shell-shocked them. Sets up this matchup. It's going to be just an incredible battle. I can't wait to see what happens. I will probably watch this game multiple times just to make sure I don't miss anything for one, but two, it's just going to be, it might be Ali Frazier, you know? Rumble in the Jungle. It might be, pick your favorite fight. It's going to be a just fantastic one. And I can't wait for But we're going to have to wait till tomorrow for this. Am I going to do any live things? Maybe. Don't discount me trying to do some here or there. I can't guarantee it. Just depends on where I'm at the time. But either way, I will try to do some updates when I can, and might even do a show tomorrow. It'll be late tomorrow night, so I might do one Sunday morning, kind of recapping everything that happened. Now, let's talk about my top four plus two plus two. I got number one is LSU. Number two is Ohio State. Now, of course, they have those flipped, but this is mine. Number three, Clemson. Number four, UGA. I got the next two, which would be the first two out, would be Alabama and Oklahoma. And then my two after that, Utah and Florida. Could some of these teams, Alabama, Oklahoma, Utah, Florida, or even Minnesota or Michigan, the next ones finish out the 10, could they make it in? I would say Minnesota and Michigan at 9 and 10, probably not going to make it in. It would require a lot of really weird things to happen. Could Florida at 8 jump in? I think they're just on the outside. Could Utah? Yeah, I think Utah is sitting there. They're right there. And Oklahoma and Alabama? Absolutely. Because, like I said, it's rivalry week. There are some huge, huge games coming up that involve a lot of these teams that one loss one way or the other could really, really shake things up. Let's talk about the big upsets. There were two, in my opinion. And that was Navy 35, number 25th ranked at the time, SMU 28. As good as it's been to see SMU rebound and be back doing quite well, ooh, Navy come in and put the whoop on them. And then Arizona State 31. My new unofficial second team. I have enjoyed pulling for them all year. Arizona State 31. Number six, Oregon 28. Down go the Ducks. And that dropped them. I can't remember if they're outside the top 10 or not, but they are done. They're not making it back in, no matter what they do. And those were the two big upsets. Shout out to Arizona State and Navy for pulling off those big upsets. Just program season-defining wins, and congratulations to them on that. My picks from last week. I actually didn't do that bad. I told you to take Ohio State at home versus Penn State. They won 28-17. Told you to take Baylor at home versus Texas. They won 24-10. Told you to take Tulane at home over UCF. Lost that one 34-31. That's pretty close. And I told you to take Hawaii at home versus San Diego State. Hawaii took that victory 14-11. Can't make that up. I was 3-1 overall. If you notice, I have won probably two-thirds of the games this year. One of my best years ever. Now, this week, boy, we got some matchups. And I don't even have Georgia Tech on here. I do have a vested interest in Georgia Tech pulling out that victory. But if they don't, I'm fine with that too. Now, let's start with the number nine ranked Oklahoma Sooners at the number 21 Oklahoma State. That is Saturday, 8 p.m. on Fox. Oklahoma is favored by 12. Oh, that's a little high. Got 10-1 Oklahoma, 8-3 Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State could very well win this game, but I don't think that Oklahoma is going to make it this far without putting up a fight. I'm going to say take Oklahoma, although if you're betting points wise and you're betting in a safe, legal way, don't take those points because Oklahoma's going to win by about 7. Number 12, Wisconsin, and these are based off of the numbers I wrote down the other day. They could be completely different. Number 12, Wisconsin at number 10, Minnesota. That is a 3:30 Saturday game on ABC. Wisconsin is favored by 2.5. I think that's pretty accurate. 9-2 Wisconsin versus 10-1 Minnesota. God, Wisconsin will just beat you up front. You know what? Give me Minnesota to finish strong, find themselves in a potential BCS bowl. The Minnesota Golden Gophers have done just everything you could this year with a team that nobody had in it. I think they were the only ones who believed in themselves this year, and they came out of nowhere and almost made it into the to the Big Ten champion, Big 12, Big Ten championship. Take Minnesota at home. Number 5, Alabama versus number 15, Auburn. That is in Auburn. 3:30 CBS game. Good friend of the show and former GSU Panthers media, Jared Oliver, made the announcement that he will be covering these two teams in the very near future. He has taken a job down that way. He was in the DC area. Congratulations, Jared Oliver, on that. 10-1 Alabama versus 8-3 Auburn. I tell you, Alabama's got to come to play, but give me Auburn at home in the upset. I could be really off of this, but I just feel like Alabama lost steam, and then they lost Tua. They weren't as offense. They're kind of like the Patriots. It's weird how they mirror each other. Their offense isn't quite what it should be, and then they lose a key piece, and all bets are off. Give me the Auburn Tigers. And lastly, I saved this one last on purpose. Number 2, Ohio State, or number 1 to other people, versus number 13, aka number 10, in my opinion, Michigan. Ohio State versus Michigan. This is in the Big House in Michigan. That's noon, Fox game. Buckeyes favored by 8.5. I initially thought this was a little disrespectful, but okay. You're giving them the benefit of the doubt. You got 11-0 Ohio State, 9-2 Michigan. You know, Ohio State loses, it could shake up the top four a little bit. I don't know that they would necessarily drop off. They would make it real, real interesting. I'm homering out on this one. Give me my Michigan Wolverines. Go blue. Pull off the victory. Shatter some big time plans that the Buckeyes had. And finally, Harbaugh gets his win over Ohio State. I could care less who the coach is. Doesn't matter. A win's a win. Yep, just to recap, take Oklahoma on the road versus Oklahoma State. Take Minnesota at home versus Wisconsin. Take Auburn at home versus Alabama in the, God, what is that? The Iron Bowl. And then take Michigan at home in the Big House. Go Blue versus Ohio State. I think they're going to beat them by about 4. I'm going to go ahead and say they're going to beat them by about 4. It's going to be a really fantastic game. Hopefully, I'll be able to watch Georgia Tech and Ohio State Michigan at the same time. They're on the same time. But that's going to do it for me this week. Shout out to everybody who helped make this possible. Thanks for tuning in to the game, man. Big rivalry week. That's what we're going to call this one. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We will talk to you guys. You know what? We'll talk to you guys Sunday. I'll update everything on Sunday. We'll see you guys next week. Go Owls. Go Panthers. Afraid to lose control and caught up in this world. I've wasted time. I've wasted breath. I thought myself to death. I was born without this fear. Now only this seems clear. I need to move, I need to fight. I need to lose myself tonight.